Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, listen, you know, we're coming around the corner, around the bend. There are a lot of local political races going on. The one that we're going to be talking about today is about the state court judgeship of Gwinnett County. And the individual who's going to be on is Mrs. Rhonda Colvin Leary, who has over a decade and a half of legal experience at her law firm. She's been a prosecutor, a defense attorney, and everything else. But the next thing that she's trying to do right now is to take the next leap to become a protector of Gwinnett County. But before I bring her on, I want you to just listen to this.
Wake up, wake up. You've got the power. You've got the
power. My people in the East, yo, you got the wisdom. Midwest, 30 South, yo, you got the stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you got the wisdom.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
While we're bringing her on, she had a previous engagement but I have somebody that I want to bring on to talk about the need for people who are coming to Georgia, going to Florida on their vacations to Walt Disney World or cruise ships or whatnot, is to behave when they're in Gwinnett County. I'm going to bring on my co-host, and she's also one of the top five entrepreneurs of Georgia, and she's practicing with, oh, by the way, today and this week is the National Transportation Week. Make sure to check your car, check your vehicle out before you go on the road with your kids. The only memory that they will have going to Walt Disney World is the memory of you all breaking down on I-95, 85, 75, in a huge thunderstorm, crying. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring it on, Miss Tricia Bailey. Tricia.
Yes, how are you doing?
Outstanding. Thanks for coming on the show. I know you're tremendously busy, and you're probably, you know, listen, curling hair with your toes. I don't understand how you do that. But the thing is that as an advocate for the transportation, tell me, National Transportation Week. And here you go. You were down there in Valdosta this past weekend, right?
Yes, my daughter.
So your daughter graduation, and you traveled the whole gambit of Georgia. What would you tell parents? What would you tell teens about traveling, you know, to Florida with a vehicle? And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the lookout lady. She is empty. Well, just talk about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, Tom, for allowing me to be on your show this evening. And you are the Media Mafia, the best man in radio. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show. First of all, my name is Tricia Bailey, and my daughter and I, we started a program a couple years back, and we wanted to do something about all the, the accidents and things that are happening on the road, which are caused by distracted driving. And we came up with a concept, and it's called No Get Off and Drive. And my daughter and I, we wanted to go to, you know, schools and churches and civic organizations and talk to people about the dangers of texting and driving. And that was, you know, a couple of years back, and it's getting worse, and, you know, every day. And my daughter, she basically, when we're on the road, she and I both, we try not to get on the phone, and we try to tell her friends that also how important it is to, you know, put your phone away either in a glove compartment or so you won't be distracted. Some of these teens that are on the road, they think that they can multitask by, you know, by looking at their phones, by looking at the road while they're driving, and, you know, adjusting their radio, eating, that kind of thing. All of those are distracted driving. So distracted while you're driving. But those things are a deterrent when you're on the road. So we're trying to, at least like I said, try to save a life on the road with some of the initiatives that we have started.
And along with that, you also created a character. And please describe that, because summer camps who are in need of some entertainment and directional people who come on and come there to talk to the kids in costume. Tell us about Lookout Lady.
Yeah. The Lookout Lady was formed because I wanted to have something that the kids could identify with, something that was fun for the kids, something that the kids could interact with. The Lookout Lady is just like it says, I look out for people's safety. I look out for their, you know, health concerns. I look out, and that's basically what I do. I'm also a fitness instructor and also, you know, water instructor. So I have people that I have to look out for in the water. So people are always asking me, you know, where do I need to go for this? What do I need to do? You know, ask me questions all the time. So I decided to come up with a character, and her name is called the Lookout Lady. So that's what I do. I dress up in costume. I have a gold and black costume, And the kids love it. You know, the main thing we talk about is safety. And, of course, safety and driving is one of our main concerns. And that's how I came up with the character.
All right. Well, that's one of a lot of things, because there's going to be over 200 million coming to Georgia. And this is where we're still waiting on the person who's running for office. She had another situation that came on. But her court, or Carla Brown, who is the incumbent who's running to be reelected, is dealing with domestic violence. Now, as a lookout lady, you also talk about, like we have, you're a part of our town, and you know that we have a short fuse when it comes to, you know, women, children, seniors in our communities, you know, around the country and our nation's future. What about domestic violence that the lookout lady is also doing?
Yes, I am also very passionate about, you know, women also and domestic violence. I did go through some a brief moment in my life where my mother was being abused, and I've been very passionate about it with other women also. The lookout lady is I've been invited to come and speak about my experience dealing with domestic violence in my own home, and the lookout lady basically go to other schools and talk about, of course, no bullying, and also about you know, domestic violence and how it affects women, how also men also. But those are just some of the topics that I touch on when I do go to speak to some of the schools.
Well, that's outstanding, and we have to understand we don't put up with any of that BS. And as we bring it, this is, you know, she's making us wait. She, you know, I think she has some kind of potential of what can change Gwinnett County. I have this individual, I believe, who's on the phone that I met this Sunday, who's trying to make a change in Gwinnett. I want to see Pastor Victor.
Yes, son.
Can you tell us a little bit about, again, I met you, and you are a powerful man, and you're trying to change things in our county, in the Metro Atlanta area. Can we talk a little bit about, you know, when you're voting to vote? As a Christian, some people of religion maybe not want to participate in voting, but some people who are Christians need to have a voice when they're voting for those in power. Can you say something to your congregation? Can you say something about the participation of the process of voting for those who are going to be the ones who are going to control our communities?
Thank you, Tom. I think personally that voting not only is a civic right, but it is a God-ordained responsibility. I believe that if you are a Christian, any Christian out there, to bear the responsibility of voting to someone who has Christian principles, who can promote the principle of the Word of God, that way our community will be safer, our community will live in peace, and we can live a peaceful life, and we can be able to freely worship God. When we have peace in our home, peace in the community, that will promote even the churches itself will grow, because people will live in harmony, and they will have peace of mind. That's what I think. That's my opinion as far as voting is concerned. I think it's a very important duty to do.
Well, now I'm going to also bring on this individual, and thank you so much, because it is a responsibility. It's a right, but it was something that we didn't have a right to do back in 1960, 1950. I have this individual who was the first minority juror commissioner, Doretha Livesey, to come on to talk about the Dr. Martin Luther King, the parades, and her sacrifice of his life. And now, how do you think, first, before I bring her on, how do you think he would feel for the rights that he fought for and died for in today's society of minorities that are taking it for granted? Pastor Victor, can you just say that?
I think it would be a great disservice to the effort of these very individuals or people who have laid down their lives fighting for this right that we have today and we are taking for granted. I think if you are a person who is up 18 years or above and you refuse to vote, you also do not have right to complain. If you don't vote, you don't have right to complain. And it is a grievous mistake not to vote, especially when people have laid down their lives fighting for this right. I know that Martin Luther King, if he were to be alive today, even right now in the grave, he would be determined to hear that people have this right to vote and they don't take advantage of it. It's something that I will strongly advise every Christian. Vote your conscience. Go out there. It doesn't matter what or who you vote for, but vote for the person that reflects your best held views. Things that are important to you. So I think that's the way we should vote, and we should take it seriously.
Well, like I was telling you, thank you so much, Pastor, and stay online. I have this individual who was, people of color, and it's not necessarily the color. It's about, your rights. But she was the first juror commissioner of Gwinnett County appointed by a judge, and she fought to get that to that level to be able to make sure if you had, because when you go to court, it's not a good time. It's not a picnic. You understand? It's something that it might be a truth or consequences of your actions that you did before. However, when you have people who are representative of the makeup of your county, she fought hard to try to, have a good representation of your jurors. Who's going to decide whether or not you're guilty or you're innocent or how long you're going to have to stay in jail? Ladies and gentlemen, Doretha Livesey.
Hi. Good evening. Please, I must make apologies. I had intended to just listen because of the little sinus that I'm experiencing. But first of all, I just thank God for my son Tom, who is carrying on the legacy that I have certainly persevered and tried to do here in Gwinnett County for really over 50 years. I volunteered here in numerous positions, and first of all, I want to recognize Pastor Vicar. It is indeed a pleasure to meet you. I look forward to personally meeting you. And to my daughter, Patricia, I always enjoy listening to your progress because you remind me so much of myself, the things that I've tried to do, trying to make a difference, in which I give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And and my son Tom, I appreciate how he is trying to make a difference and to help people in his own way to achieve what they are about to achieve. And so, as I was saying, in 1990, things were really different then. And I feel highly honored that I was chosen by Judge Jackson to serve as the first Black Juror Commissioner. And I served to the best of my ability. And what I was trying to do was to assure that everyone would have an equal chance to serve, regardless to race, creed, or gender. And so we fought to achieve that and moved on further. And simultaneously, a week later, after I was appointed by Judge Jackson, I was appointed to run to serve on the Human Relations Commission at the courthouse, where I did serve for 24 years, non-salaried, and we made a tremendous difference there, like bringing in the PAC grant to Georgia, which enabled police departments and all to have additional fundings, and the list goes on. And it was a rewarding experience. And 6 years later, after you serve, you have to wait 6 years. Then I was called in again in 2010, I think it was, by Judge Jackson to serve again. And once again, I was really happy and tried to make the difference. And my term had just ended recently, this last 6 years. And I have to say that I was the only Black lady to ever serve here in Gwinnett County. I'm not proud of that record, and I'm excited to see the young lady who's running for judgeship to just take that torch and just take it further, take it a step further and further and further, because we are certainly living in a difficult time, very difficult. And in my church, New Bethel AME Church, where I've served since 1968, and my pet peeve there was drug abuse awareness and prevention. And I think I had 20 seminars bringing in resources from throughout the county and tapping in with other churches, and we came together, and we certainly made a difference in the lives of a lot of individuals. That was just one of my pet peeves. And I don't want to focus on myself, because, as I was saying, there's so much.
Sound like you're bragging, but that's what I tell a lot of people, kudos to others than to take kudos from them. And it's not you bragging, but thank you so much, Mom. Stay on. But let me ask you, Pastor.
By precept and example.
Would you like to
be
Dorita Livesey?
I think you're there. Okay.
Pastor Victor?
Yes.
Pastor Victor?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said, would you like to meet Dorita Livesey?
Absolutely.
And, of course, the greatest joy that I'm experiencing at the moment, I said, God has just really taken me from one degree of grace to another. That's why you always hear me say, to God be the glory, because sometimes I don't ever know which direction I'm going in, but currently, and as a matter of fact, on the 24th at 12 noon, have a school. We have a school here in the community that's named in our honor, especially after my mother-in-law and father-in-law and the Anderson family, Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell Anderson. The school is named Anderson Livesey Elementary School. We have over 800 students. We're right here at Lee Road and Centerville Highway, and we will be having our first graduation from the children who started out in 2010. They're graduating from the fifth grade, so we are extremely excited. And somehow or another, I ended up working there even after I had retired in 03 from Comcast in accounting and finance, but I've been working there since the school opened, and it has been one of the greatest joys of my life to interact with these children and individually and on all levels. And we have the first graduation, which will be the 24th. Mark your calendar, 24th at 12 noon. Patricia and all of you certainly invited to come. We're just really excited. And so it's sort of like, and I'm sort of known now there at the school. I sell ice cream during the lunch hour. And the children, the kindergarten children, know me as the ice cream lady. And I would not have another title. That is so rewarding because they're so excited when they come to purchase their little ice cream, in which we use the money for addition fundings, activities, etc. But so much for that. But that, just remember, that's on the 24th, May the 24th at 12 noon. Our graduation will be in progress. And I'll talk further later. Thank you, Tom. Thanks.
Okay, one love, Mom. Let me bring on another individual. And here's the thing, Tricia. Tricia?
Yes.
Okay, let's stop crying. I hear you all crying. Let's see what we got. 404-373. Welcome to the show. Do you have anything to say about Gwinnett County? Say anything about Metro Atlanta. Say anything about the growth. Welcome to the show. 404-373. It's your time to talk. Well, I apologize. We don't do dead air. Continue to listen. But Pastor Victor, and also here is Tricia Bailey. And, you know, things that we're trying to do is what I do, what is innate in me and through my DNA from my mom and dad. Sometimes you realize you don't know why you do certain things. It's because it's already in you.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't do anything about it. Just learn to live with it.
I agree. I agree.
But the thing is that it's not necessarily negative. It can be positive. Mm-hmm. A positive could turn to a negative. But, Tricia, she is doing what she's, doing with her daughter who graduated, a beautiful woman who's now going to CNN, and she's going to be a journalist and everything. Pastor Victor, this is where we come into play when you're trying to talk to people that you just relocated in your international church. Pastor Victor, while we're waiting, and if we can't get Mrs. Leary, Pastor Victor, tell us a bit about your church and why should we come on Friday?
Thank you, Tom. Our church is an international church, which means everybody's welcome. We are a body of believers who believe the Bible to be an infinite word of God. We believe that the Bible is the basis for living. We also believe that the Word of God is what gives life to men in every walk of life. It doesn't matter what career, what or profession you do, without having your foundation.
Amen.
God, you may not be able to go far. Even if you do go far in life, in regard to worldly achievement, your eternal destiny may be lost. So that's the driving force of the church to call all men to the Lord Jesus Christ, that Him alone is the life of man. Him alone. In Him alone is life. And we also trumpet that this world that we live in is decaying, is going away, that we have a home that will not decay, the home that will be forever in heaven. And we also, our passion, fair to speak, is to bring the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, to the earth. What do we mean by that? We mean that in this world, we ought to live our lives as though we are the representatives of God's kingdom. We are to represent God in every facet of life. We must be Christian in everything. And we must be able to extend a hand of fellowship to others who don't know about the Lord, and to be able to bring them in. And that Christianity is not about profit making. It's not about accumulating wealth and riches for oneself. It's about the welfare and well-being of other people. It's service to other people. It's loving other people. It's helping other people. Giving helping hands.
Yes.
That's what Christianity is all about. It's not about me, I am myself. It's not about my family. It's not about me. It's about my neighbor. It's about my friends. It's about people out there. That's what Christianity is about. And we believe in total prosperity, both spirit, soul, and body. We believe that we ought to prosper together, not just the pastor prospering and the members are lavishing in poverty. We don't believe that Christianity is a channel for one to accumulate, just to accumulate wealth for themselves.
Pastor Victor, we're coming around, and I want to bring on another individual who's doing something. It's about community. And this is what my mom taught me. This is where I can't shake it. I can take Pepto-Bismol, I can take, you know, things to try to get it out of my body. It's not. It's in my DNA. Same thing with you saying, Pastor Victor, but if you can, real quickly, give your contact information. But before that, I want to bring on this other individual who's doing something. And I know Tricia.
Yes, Tom.
Okay. We have Dr. Abuntu. Hey, Doctor.
Yes.
Are you on? Listen, now here, this right here, the collard green ice cream. Talk to us a bit, because what we're doing, although we missed the judge, and she just texted me and said, I'm so sorry, because she's in a, you know, a deal that she can't do. But this is what she's trying to do is to bring us all together. And sometimes you don't need the preacher, the pastor. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't need the choir. Because what they say in the Bible, if you talk about God between two people, we're praying. So, with that being said, Ms. Abuntu, welcome to, and just tell us a little something about yourself, and I'm going to stop.
Okay. Hey, Riley.
Greetings, everyone. Good evening. My name
good
is,
evening.
Yes, good evening. My name is Dr. Mama Nobu Ankawanda, and I have been here in Atlanta for the last 10 years, California, and I am. She makes this, that she gains, you know, the votes that she needs to be elected. I know how important it is to have a lot of diversity, or more diversity in Gwinnett County, because it's so much needed. I've been working in DeKalb County with the Collard Green Cultural Festival, and in Lathonia, Georgia. It was started in 2010 here in Georgia, and originally was in California, and it actually still is in California. So I know I'll be coming on some point before we have it, which is on September 24th, 2016, so I won't go into a whole lot of detail at this time because I know the time is running short, but just hold on to that date, save that date, September 24th, 2016, and the amphitheater in Lithonia, Georgia. So I look forward to come back, and I just give praise to the pastor and to your mom. I'm truly honored to hear her on this call. So I don't know what else to say at this point because I know you're running out of time.
Well, I wanted to say one thing. Mom, Pastor, Victor, have you ever had any collard green ice cream? I know my mom loves collard greens with cornbread. But Mama, have you ever had any collard green ice cream? Uh-oh. There she goes.
Probably went on mute.
Oh, I think I did. One second. Let me see. I know she loves herself some collard green ice cream. Mom, have you ever had any collard green ice cream?
No, no, no. And I look forward to meeting this charming young lady and to Dr. Victor. I certainly welcome him to the community. I'm signing off because I'm chasing a great-grandson out here now on the book.
Okay.
And I look forward to meeting you all. Y'all come to the promised land. Tommy will tell you more about it. And,
yeah,
thank you, Mom. Love
you.
Okay,
and,
okay. No more talking.
Reverend Vicar, come to New Bethel. We are international as well. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, one love. Bye. Okay, well, anyway, Dr. Victor? Pastor Victor?
Yes.
Have you ever had any collard green ice cream?
No.
Okay, well, this is a, she's a doctor, and they do festivals normally in the Kia and throughout the Metro Atlanta area. But it's not, I know my mom, she loves collard greens and cornbread, but this is something that's a little different flavor. Can you give us a little tease, doctor?
About the collard green ice?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know how to tease you with it, except
well,
that
make,
it does,
make his toes turn up.
It does taste like ice cream. It's almond-based, and we're also working on another recipe that will be coconut-based because some folks, especially a lot of children, are allergic to nuts. So actually we introduced that coconut-based last year at last year's festival. So this year we're going to do both. And there's a lot more products coming out based on vegetables, and it's healthy for us because the ice cream that they have in the stores have so much junk in it that it's not good for us. So the whole goal of the collard green ice cream and others that I'm going to be producing is for the health, for being healthy, and introduce new soul food that's healthy for us as a people. Anybody can eat it, and, you know, it's an interesting taste to your palate.
Well, then, with that being said, Pastor, thank you for coming on. And I want to let everyone know that I've gotten a text from, you know, Mrs. Rhonda Leary, and she was running long because this is the last week of voting. Most important thing we have to say as Christians, as we have to say for anything, is to participate in your community. And if, like the pastor said, if you do not vote, you have no voice. And I'm the voice for those who need to be heard. So, Pastor, if you can give your contact information, if you can give your contact information, Trisha, thanks for being so patient and listening to give your contact information so we can learn to bring us our community together in a tight string. It's like putting shoestrings on a gym shoe. You know what I'm saying? If you don't tie your shoes tight, you know, you'll come out of them. Let's tie our shoes tight in the community. Let's start with Trisha.
Yes.
Give me your contact information real quickly.
Okay, sure. My number is, email is with TrishaBailey80@gmail.com, and I can be reached on Facebook at Trisha Bailey.
Okay. And Pastor Victor, can you give your contact information? Now, he's going to be coming on his own show, just like Dr. Wantu will be doing her own show this week. But Pastor Victor, can you give your contact information quickly?
Yes, my contact information, the name of the church is Altar of Grace International Church. We are located at 2671 Centerville Highway by Sims Road, Suite 140. And phone contact is 770-873-7456.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And, Doctor, can you give yours? And, again, the two of you are going to have another individual show. We got to support each other. We got to be, you know, stop being afraid to help each other. But, Doctor, can you give your contact information about, you know, the workshop that you're going to be doing? But, moreover, just give your contact information in general.
Yes, and I want to just say a holler out to Trisha. I haven't heard from her in a while. And my number is, I can be reached at 650-766-5663. And our website is www.collardgreenculturalfestival.com. And we also have another site, which is called www.blacksustainabilitysummit.com.
Outstanding. Well, I want to say, I'm going to finish off the show with this, because we got to all wake up, everybody. Thank you all. Love you. One love. Organization, please contact me, Facebook me, on befriend me, Tom Livesey, Tom, L-I-V is Victory, S-E-Y, let's see what we can do to make this a better world. Apologize, and so did the guest host. She wasn't able to make it. She was in downtown traffic, and didn't want her to talk and drive. Because same thing what Tricia was talking about, no texting and driving, no talking and driving, distracted driving. So we'll get her done. But we will have Pastor Victor, we'll have Dr. Atumbu on the show.